From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome to another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. In just a few minutes, you'll hear a message from God's Word brought by Dr. Alan Cairns, the minister of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. As he continues these studies in the life of Christ, Dr. Cairns brings the concluding portion of a message entitled, Christ, the Savior and Satisfier of the Soul. In John 7, 37 and 38, the Lord Jesus invited thirsting souls to come unto Him and drink. A simpler gospel invitation could not be imagined. Whatever the need of the human heart, Christ is able to meet it. Prior to the message, Dr. Cairns addresses today's hot topic as he speaks of the ultimate makeover, making the Pope look human.
Here's a news item from Italy. Italian film and opera director Franco Zeffirelli is offering his services to Pope Benedict as an image consultant, saying the German pontiff comes across as cold and needs to review his wardrobe. Zeffirelli, acclaimed for movies such as Romeo and Juliet and Jesus of Nazareth, said in an interview with La Stampa Daily that the 80-year-old Pope did not have, quote, a happy image. Zeffirelli went on to say, coming after a media-savvy Pope like John Paul II is a difficult task. Benedict XVI still communicates coldly in a way that's not suited with what is happening around him. It's an issue I've been discussing with people who have key roles in the Vatican, said Zeffirelli, who has directed some Vatican television specials. He said, the Pope does not smile much, but he's an intellectual. He has a very rigid Bavarian structure. That's the end of the report. I would suggest that Mr. Zeffirelli has a much bigger job than he imagines, at least if he's going to humanize the Pope in the eyes of people who have the slightest knowledge of the Bible and its doctrine or of modern European history. It's true that the last Pope was a master of manipulating the media, but that's the nearest he ever came to anything like genuineness. The media did a snow job on him. A book titled The Crooked Cross, written by one of England's leading Roman Catholic journalists, accused John Paul II of various crimes and moral indiscretions. It carried pictures of him in positions that were far from edifying. These pictures appeared in the Italian press, very briefly, and there was never another word about them. Certainly, in the British and American media, the story gained no traction. John Paul II, like Mother Teresa, was above factual investigation. The media had a darling, and they intended to stick with him. Benedict is no media darling. But that's the least of his problems. In the light of Scripture, we have to say that he is what John Paul II and every other pope has been, a veritable antichrist in the church. The pope stands for much that the Bible is against, and is against much that the Bible stands for. He's the great denier of the once-only sacrifice of Christ, of justification by faith alone in Christ alone, and of the sole mediation of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not for nothing that Luther, Calvin, Knox, and after them every major Protestant confession of faith, has seen in the Pope the fulfillment of the Bible's statements about the man of sin, Antichrist, in the church. Franco Zeffirelli may make the Pope look cuddly and acceptable to foolish people whose sole interest is in appearances, but no amount of Zeffirelli magic can change what the Pope really is. Sorry, Franco, your skill is not equal to the task. Antichrist will be Antichrist, whatever the cut or color of his robes.
Listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We've been greatly encouraged by the response to these broadcasts. Your words of appreciation and support mean a great deal to us. From time to time, we're able to offer various of our publications to those who request them. We're pleased to announce that the newest edition of Let the Bible Speak quarterly magazine is now available. The principal focus of this issue is the life of the Apostle Peter. The articles will be both informative and inspirational. In addition, there will be reports on what the Lord is doing on two interesting mission fields, that of Liberia, as well as what he's doing in the land of Nepal. You may have a free copy of the magazine simply by asking for it. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the program, you may like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. We hope to hear from you, and we invite you to join us on our website this week.
You don't need the water of the world anymore. You're not thirsting after the filthy cisterns of the world anymore. You've got something within you that you can never be the same again. It's a well of water and it's springing up. That's sanctification. And that's satisfaction. Satisfied with Jesus. But even that's not the end. For this same grace, this same water, it's like a well of water in you, but then it's like a fountain of water that's flowing out of you. Out of his belly shall flow rivers. You see the progress? Water to save you, water bubbling up within you, and then rivers flowing out of you. That's the full Christian life. That's the full Christian life. And that's what God intends for me, and that's what God intends for you. And insofar as we are falling short of that, we are denying the grace of God. Jesus is the fountain of the grace. Jesus is the focus of the faith that brings that grace into operation in our lives. So it's our own unbelief or our own sin that's keeping us from the sanctification, the satisfaction, and the grace for service. Do you see when you can begin to be of use for others, to others, for Christ? Say there are other thirsty souls around you. If you've just got enough grace to stumble through from day to day, no matter how much you may want to, you really don't reach them, do you? What reaches others is the outflow of our own experience, the rivers of grace flowing. That sounds a strange sort of a way to put it. And yet, in the context of the Feast of Tabernacles, it makes a whole lot of sense. At various points in the ritual of that feast, there were things that pointed to the conquest of the nations by divine grace. The Jewish rabbis looked at the 70 bullocks and they said they represented the 70 nations of the heathen. Of course, they were wrong in that. But they thought of the 70 nations of the heathen. They saw the water outpoured, and they were right in this, that that's the outpouring of the Holy Ghost to reach the nations. And then the illumination of the temple at night, they saw that as the light of God's truth dispelling the darkness of the heathen nations. But here in the text, the Lord Jesus Christ gives his program for bringing the grace of God to a heathen world. A dying world, a lost world, a dark world, and a needy world. What is his program? He will use people whom he has saved to reach others. Simple as that. He could use angels. Look, if he sent an angel here this morning, an angel could preach a million times better than I could ever preach. He would never get the wrong word. He would never strike the wrong attitude. He could do it right. But he doesn't send angels. He sends people whom he has saved. That's how he blesses the world. Do you remember the story of David Brainerd? Well, I hope you do. Tragedy is, in America today, the real heroes of America are unknown. And of all America's heroes, there's none greater than David Brainerd. Brainerd was a young man, and he died before his 30th birthday. In many ways he reminds me of Scotland's Robert Murray McShane, though he didn't have the tranquility that McShane knew. But there are many points of similarity, I think. He loved to preach in this text, and for good reason, for this text, in many ways, was the story of his life. As a youth, he came under conviction of sin, and he picked up a book called Guide to Christ by Solomon Stoddart. Jonathan Edwards' grandfather. He picked up the book by Solomon Stoddart, and in that book, Stoddart quoted this text. Jesus said, "If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink." And Brainerd said, "That text irritated me. Because Stoddart told me, come to Christ. He didn't tell me what to do," emphasize the word, "in order to come to Christ." The more he read the text, the more it irritated him. Some time went past, and walking in the same forest where the word had irritated him, he was thinking again about his sin and about the Savior, and this text came back, and this time God opened up to him very clearly the simplicity of the words of the Lord Jesus. And suddenly it all began to make sense to him. It's not what I've got to do to come to Christ. What do you do to come to Christ? It's not doing, it's trusting. And he said that text captivated him. That was his word. It captivated him as he came and drank, and his thirst was quenched. And then the text motivated him, and it launched him on the work of reaching American Indians. If you read his journal, especially in the year 1745, again and again he says, "I preached from John 7:37, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink." And he described how the Indians stood with tears and how they listened. "If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink." He saw some Indians come and drink. But you know, through that work and the journal of David Brainerd, the modern missionary movement was born. It's probably fair to say, without Brainerd and his journal, you'd have had no Henry Martin. You'd have had no William Carey. The modern missionary movement was born, and millions upon millions upon millions of thirsty souls have heard the call that Brainerd gave to the Indians of New Jersey. "If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink." Are you thirsty? Then come and drink. Oh, I trust this text will not irritate you. But if it does, let it irritate you until it drives you to Christ. I trust it will captivate you. I trust it will motivate you. Because listen to me, if you're a thirsty soul and you drink of this life-giving stream, you're the very person that God deigns to use to let that grace flow like a river to meet the needs of the dead in sin. Thirsty souls need grace. It's not theory they need. It's grace that really works. And who better than a forgiven Christian? Who better than a thirsty soul who has slaked his thirst at the fount of all grace to tell them that Christ saves, Christ satisfies, Christ fills, and Christ uses those who come to him? on that last day, the great day of the feast, the Lord Jesus stepped forth with words that changed many a life and still change lives. A word for you and a word for me. If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. I trust that not one of us will go out of this meeting incapable of giving our testimony in the words of Bonner that we were singing. I came and drank of that life-giving stream. Make sure you drink of Christ. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Let's all pray. In just a moment, the meeting will have come to its close. I'm glad you're here. And I'm glad you could meet with us and with others. But you know, the big thing is to meet with Christ. And as we come to the closing moment, I trust you'll get your mind off the preacher. Forget about critiquing a sermon or the one who preached it. And just ask yourself, am I thirsty? Am I thirsty? And thank God, the water of grace and of life is in Christ. And He bids me, with no other qualification than the fact that I thirst, He bids me come to Him. If you're a thirsty sinner, come and be saved. If you're a thirsty Christian, drink and be filled. May God bless His word to all our hearts. Make sure you get to Christ today.
Listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. I hope that you found today's broadcasting a blessing to your heart. If you'd like to email us, our email address is ltbs@freepres.org. Or if you'd prefer, you may write us at Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. We would love to hear from you. If you'd like to know how to be saved and how to be sure you're saved, we'd like to send you my booklet, A New Beginning, and I think that you'll find it very helpful. Each quarter we publish a free full-color magazine, Let the Bible Speak Quarterly, with a good variety of Bible teaching and testimony. It's available to all who request it. If you'd like to receive more information about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America and its ministry, we'd like to send you our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel. Or if you'd like to have tape or CD copies of the messages here in Let the Bible Speak, you may have them by contacting us. Or you may visit us on the web at letthebiblespeakradio.com. Now that's a lot of information to digest all at once, but you can find it all on our website, letthebiblespeakradio.com. There you'll be able to listen to and download our programs, visit our online bookstore, and read a text version of each day's commentary. So visit us today at letthebiblespeakradio.com. www.thefreepresbyterianchurch.com. This is Alan Cairns saying thank you for listening. I trust that you'll join us each day at this time, Monday through Friday, as we let the Bible speak.